This is 88.9 FM. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan. It's that most wonderful time of year where every school in America is preparing a holiday musical program for the community. In Vero Beach, St. Edward's School is working on their Festival of Lessons and Carols to be performed December 6th. It's free and open to the public. We dropped in on a rehearsal with eight of the 45 total singers who will perform. They had just started their vocal warm-ups.
Anthony Barron, and I'm the director of choral music at St. Edward's School.
We asked him, what exactly is a festival of lessons and carols?
It started at Truro Cathedral in England back in 1878, so I think this is about the 140th year that it's existed. The most common one that people know about, some of your listeners might know about, is the Lessons and Carols at King's College, Cambridge. That's a really popular event that people go to. But there's also a history of private schools doing this for a long time, especially here in America. Here at St. Edward's, this is our 25th year of Lessons and Carols here.
And what are those lessons? They come right out of the Bible, starting with Genesis.
And then we carry through several readings that anticipate the birth of Jesus. And so you get a kind of a neat story that accompanies the music. So the music is paired where portions of the Bible that are read, there's music that specifically relates to it.
Barron has great artistic freedom in creating the program. Each year, he and the school chaplain choose from about 30 suggested readings that fit well with the music Barron has selected to make a cohesive story. He makes sure to present a variety of musical styles within the context of religious ceremony.
So we have a real variety of music. We have a gospel piece called Hallelujah, Praise the Lord. We have a piece by a Norwegian composer named Ole Yelo called Ubi Caritas, which is in Latin. And then we have trying to honor the tradition of lessons and carols, we have a couple pieces of music that are written by British composers. We have a piece called Magnificat, that's the Canticle of Mary, by a composer named George Dyson. And then the girls' choir will sing a piece called This Little Babe by Benjamin Britten from his Ceremony of Carols, actually.
We ask the singers what their favorite part is. Here is Gabriella Carlson. She's a junior.
I think this year my favorite part is we're singing a piece, like Mr. Barron said, Magnificat, and at first when we started learning it, none of us really wanted to, but as we really...
Because it was hard?
Or? Sort of, yeah. Yes. But as we really learned the piece, we all started to like it more, and it's really fun to sing.
I'm Christina Pines, and I'm a sophomore here. So this would be my third year performing in Lessons and Carols, and I think my favorite part about this whole ceremony and everything else we've been doing is just how the harmonies of the songs he's picked, especially this year, they blend so nicely and they're just so comforting almost that it just really puts you in that Christmas spirit and it really just reminds you why we're here and why we're doing it. So,
my name is Michael Mangieri. I'm a junior and this is going to be my fourth year singing at the Lessons and Carols.
And I hear that you're a bass.
I'm actually not. I'm a tenor.
Ah!
Actually, yeah. Like sometimes he would switch me from tenor to bass in the past, but now this year I'm kind of liking it being tenor, so I'm enjoying it, definitely.
You are invited to experience the Festival of Lessons and Carols on Thursday, December 6th at 7 p.m. at St. Edward's School in Vero Beach. It's free, and pianist Jacob Craig will accompany the 45 singers on stage. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan, 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast.